Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever gotten into a fight with your dad? Come on, be honest. Or maybe you were just angry because he wasn't bending to your every whim and impulse. I developed an unrighteous anger for my dad as a kid. In our house, I was responsible for mowing the lawn, pulling the weeds, cleaning my room, and doing my homework. Infuriating, isn't it? What also was a nuisance to me was that every other Saturday, and I mean every other Saturday, I had to go to the barber to get a buzz cut that made me look more like a drill sergeant than my preferred beetle cut, which in my mind was much more prudent financially, right? Saved my dad some money. He didn't think so. Looking back, the issues that made me rebellious were pretty trivial. But the groundwork for a childhood of conflict had been established. As a teen, my rebellion only increased. And quite honestly, some of my disagreements with my dad were justified. I'm sure my kids have felt the same way about me. Oh, Dad, you're just hard-headed and you're inflexible and you're getting old. No, you're old. My mom, on the other hand, was the gentle, small case letter, Holy Spirit of the family, softening the perceived harshness of my father. Well, one Sunday morning, I got up just not feeling like I wanted to go to church. Let me say, in general, I enjoyed seeing my friends at church. But that day, I just needed a break. Now, let me tell you this much, if you don't know this about my family. My dad taught Sunday school. At various points in his life, he was the superintendent of the Sunday school. He had served on the executive boards. He was in the board of the elders. And he was faithful to the core as an attending member of the church. Every Sunday, unless we were on vacation and out of town, every Advent and Lenten service, every Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, sometimes there were like four services in those 2 days, we were there at every single one of them. Now, back to my infamous Sunday when I was pressing for a break, I decided upon a strategy. Rather than whining, I hid my dress shoes outside the bedroom window. And they were just gone. What was I to do? I couldn't go to church in my sneakers. That would be an abomination. God deserved the Sunday best. I think I had my mom on my side this time. Or maybe she was just frustrated and didn't want to have to deal with me that day. I don't know. But my dad was mad. Mom was crying. I had divided, but there's no way I conquered. Dad was too smart and too tenacious to give in. Well, the shoes were discovered. I was in big trouble. Deservedly. Dad believed that church was important to my spiritual life. He knew I needed to hear God's word even more than I needed to hear his words. And when I think about the conflict that I had initiated that day, it made me think about God the Father. So often we read in the Old Testament and think of God as strictly an angry God. His Son and the Holy Spirit are the softies of the Godhead, the motherly types. But the truth is, Jesus too was angered, as was the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus overturning the tables at the temple, and when he was accusing them of turning my Father's house into a den of thieves? He was angry. And remember when the Holy Spirit was angered with Ananias and Sapphira, who had lied when they claimed to have sold all their property and given it to the disciples so that they might use it after the day of Pentecost, when so many people were in town and wanting to hear the Word of God and hear about Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection. They clearly didn't have to give of those resources, but they had done so in order to deceive or to get praise or power from within the church. God is one in essence as well as in person, in purpose. God the Father is not strictly a God of wrath, but ultimately He is a God of love, as is His Son, and as is the Holy Spirit. Paul says in Romans 5, you heard it today, God shows His love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And Jesus reminded us too when He said God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, our earthly fathers, myself included, are imperfect. Sometimes our anger gets the best of us, and we need to repent. Because as James said, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. But God the Father has placed our dads in a position of being like Him, of expressing our righteous anger when it's called for, and then sacrificing ourselves for the sake of our children, and also empowering our children with the gentle instruction so that they may lead godly lives. So when we fail, God is there for us, forgiving us through the sacrifice of His Son, and proceeding from the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit, empowering us to grow in godly fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. As believing fathers, God our Father has given us wonderful tools of reconciling with our families. My dad and I reconciled in adulthood. And I've learned over the years to forgive his faults as God has forgiven me. I've learned to respect the wisdom that I had so much trouble seeing when I was a child. Fathers, we face challenging times. Sin affects all of us. So if I had just one piece of advice to give you today, it would be to nurture your relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. May He give us grace to fulfill our calling as earthly fathers, so that our children may come to know and respect our Heavenly Father, whose goal is to be reconciled with all His children through the sacrifice, His own sacrifice, of giving His Son Jesus for the life of the world, and also to dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. Some of us may have not grown up with godly dads, but our Heavenly Father wants to be a father to us. God and Father to whom we can love and respect. And He will teach us to honor our earthly fathers in all their weaknesses, and forgive us and restore us and help us to be the fathers he intends us to be. That's my prayer for us today. Short message, and may God bless you on this Father's Day. Amen.